Today's podcast is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We are joined this time each week by Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. He can answer all of your questions about guns, whether it be about ammo, about, you know, your gun license, a Second Amendment question, whatever it is. Toby is your guy. He's from Cape Gunworks. He knows this stuff like the back of his hand. So feel free to call in 844-500-4242. And before we go to Toby here, I just want to give a quick update on things that are now okay to say. This is something that is a new phenomenon where if you wait 2 years, you can start saying things that Republicans were saying 2 years ago. When Republicans were saying these things, they were fringe, alt-right, conspiracy theorists, grandma killing, evil people, deplorables, credulous, boomer rubes, whatever words you want to use. When comedians on late night shows finally get around to it 2 years later, they are so brave. They are so, so brave. The courage of these comedians to take such a risk 2 years later. And we saw this last night with Trevor Noah admitting that, or it was probably 2 days ago, that he admitted that had Trump been in office, that Putin and other world leaders would show him more respect and that certain world leaders would be answering his phone calls, that people wouldn't be ignoring Donald Trump because he was a wild card. Well, and then we also saw Jon Stewart. He was the one who first said, you know, maybe we can look at the Wuhan lab having a leak. Maybe it's possible the virus started there. Now, of course, Tom Cotton, Donald Trump, a lot of Republicans had said that for years. But it wasn't until brave, courageous, hysterical Jon Stewart said it that it became okay to say. Well, Trevor Noah's here now, and he's 2 years late to the party, like the New York Times, like everybody else in the left-wing orbit. But he's here to tell us that some of these mask policies, some of these COVID mitigation techniques don't make any sense. Cut one.
Yeah, guys, I don't care, like, how COVID compliant you are. Like, this makes zero sense. Can we agree on that? So Kyrie can go inside, not wear a mask, even hug a teammate, but he cannot play. I don't get it. Why? Does the ball have a weak immune system? What's going on? I mean, it's crazy. Just think about it. Kyrie can't play, but he can sit in the stands, right? Like a fan. And then as a fan, what happens if he gets picked to take the half court shot to win the car? Can he do that? What are those rules? How does it work?
Now, hold on. Wait until Trevor Noah figures out that you can take your mask off on a plane to eat peanuts and Cheez-Its and then you have to put it back on. His mind is about to be blown. I know we joke around about a delay, but it really feels like these people are on a 2 year time delay.
Well, yeah. Yesterday I had a family thing I had to attend to, and it was extended family that they were there. And there were some people that I hadn't seen in a while. And it was the first time we all went to a restaurant, and one of the people was very concerned, but I told them, don't worry, you're like 5 feet tall. So COVID's up here,
yeah,
and you're down here. And they hadn't heard that.
Oh, that's one of the most basic rules of COVID.
One of the 12-year-olds that is, you know, one of my 12-year-old cousins, he said, well, yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you can sit down, but you have to wear it in the restaurant? That's stupid. Like, even the kids are getting it.
Well, that 12-year-old obviously doesn't follow the science.
And no, absolutely not.
Not welcome on this program, I'll tell you that right now. 844-500-4242. All right, Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure as always, Grace. Thanks so much for having me.
And Toby, we have a lot of people on the lines who want to talk to you. I just wanted to ask you one question, though. And I heard a caller bring this up earlier this week. where you hear a lot of stories about the bravery in Ukraine, and I don't deny that at all. In fact, I completely agree. And people, you know, arming themselves and fighting. And there seems to be this push from the liberals that they're admiring people who are picking up guns and defending their country. Do you find that there's a little bit of irony in that, coming from people who are always trying to take away our guns?
Yeah, it's unbelievable how much it trips with irony. And the fact that they're even acknowledging it is, I think, an intellectually dishonest, but I'm glad to see it, that they are finally saying, hey, look at these people, they're brave, they're taking up arms to defend their country. But in their utopian society, no one would have arms to take up to defend their country. And if it wasn't for them to immediately repeal the gun control bans that they had in that country and start issuing fully automatic, quote-unquote, assault weapons to the citizens who have zero training on the safe and efficient use of how to use them, they're just really throwing spaghetti against the wall, hoping it sticks, to go fight the Russian army. So it's a little too late, in my opinion, but better late than never. So hopefully nothing like that would ever happen in this country. But the fact that they're acknowledging these brave people to go out and fight, the fact that we own guns now might prevent that us from ever even being in that position. So you never know. I think it would be crazy for someone to invade this country, but yeah.
No, point taken and well said. Let's go to the callers here. A lot of people want to talk to Toby. If you want to talk to Toby, the number is 844-500-4242. We're going to get through as many as we can. Let's start with Carla. You're first up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Carla.
Hi, thanks for having me. Question, I have my license to carry and I've had it for about 2 years, but recently after some extensive training and safety classes, feel comfortable carrying it. The question now becomes for me, how do I store the gun and my ammunition? Because prior to carrying it, I used to store my guns in one safe and the ammo in another safe. And it just occurred to me when I come home and I put everything away, if I'm putting all my ammo in one safe and the gun in another, how am I supposed to defend myself when at home without having to go to two different safes?
Yeah, that's a great question, Carla. And basically what you're referring to is staging a gun in the home for personal protection, which is a little different than just safe storage. So staging a gun is making it ready to be called upon to defend yourself if you need it to. And there's some great products out there. We sell a lot of safes by Vault Tech that have a biometric access. There's also some great safes from Hornady, which have RFID devices built in, so you can use like a key fob or a sticker on the back of your cell phone or like another type of credit card type of device that will unlock the safes rapidly. And what I suggest you do is you actually keep the gun loaded in the ready position. I personally advocate leaving the gun in a holster while it's in that staged position so you don't inadvertently grab the trigger when you're retrieving the gun out of your safe. But then you can either put the holster on your body or you can separate the gun from the holster. They also make some great little trigger guard devices that just go over the trigger guard of the gun and has like a tether that you can kind of tie it to the back of the safe. So when you grab the gun and pull, it pulls that little Kydex trigger guard off and the gun is ready to use at that point. So those are some options that I would look into. The Vault Tech and the Hornady options are two that I really speak very highly of and have used, and they work well. But you want to get a biometric quick access safe and stage that gun so it's at the ready and ready to go for you. You don't want to separate your ammo and store it in a big combo safe or something like that. It's a whole different type of storage, which you should do as a responsible gun owner. But if you're going to stage one, have it at the ready.
All right. Thank you for the call, Carla. Let's go to Kirk. You're next up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Kirk.
Hey, Toby. Thanks for taking the call. My father had a gun years and years ago, and now I have it. And I called a friend of mine who's an officer in the town we grew up in, and he says, I'll look to see if it was registered, because my dad said it was registered. And he says, we can't find it as being registered. My question is, how would I get a gun like that registered?
Yeah, it's very easy. What you want to do is just Google the EFA-10, in Massachusetts, gun transaction portal will pop up. If you just Google EFA10, it's like one of the first search results that pops up, but it's the Massachusetts gun transaction portal, and I believe it's the second option, which is registration. So once you click on that, you'll go to a screen where it says seller. You're going to just skip that because you have the gun, and go to buyer and put all your information in, and then hit continue, and then put all the gun information in, and then just hit the submit button, and it'll, you know, register it. You're probably going to need your PIN number that came with your license to carry in order to do it, but it takes all of a minute or two, and once you're done, you just print out the copy and save it in your record. So it's really easy to do. It doesn't cost anything.
Thank you for the question, Kirk. Good answer by Toby. We will be right back with the rest of your questions. Get on the line now. It's 844-500-4242. It's getting beautiful out, and that's always a great thing. I know people are getting excited for summertime, but first we have spring. With spring, Jared, comes allergy season.
Yeah, everybody who has suffered from allergies or still does knows you get the runny eyes, the runny nose, the scratchy throat. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore because of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
Yes, and right now you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-packs. You'll have one for every floor. I always tell people this is great if you have smells in your kitchen, or, you know, you might have smells in your house and you just don't know, which that's the worst thing. You don't want to be someone who doesn't know their house smells. So you get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It helps with the smell. But explain to people, Jared, what it actually does.
So this is not an air freshener. It doesn't have one of those flowery scents that it just puts out there to cover up odors. No, this actually eliminates things in the air that you don't want because it ionizes the air. It sends out these ions that creates a super oxygen, and the super oxygen is what can eliminate those odors. It also eliminates pollutants, allergens in the air, even some viruses, just nasty stuff that you don't want to be around. You might not even know that's around.
Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3 to get your Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. We'll be right back with all of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
But the thing is, and this is true, they want people to act like, okay, you know, we're just gonna, you know, we're moving on. The minute those elections are over, they will impose mandates if they feel the need to do that. They will impose restrictions. And so that will happen if those types of people are allowed to be put in power. And so, you know.
He also, that was Governor Ron DeSantis. He also said that Dr. Fauci's in the witness protection program. I think that is worth talking about. Where is Dr. Fauci? I couldn't go 5 minutes without seeing that guy on my TV. And now all of a sudden, he's nowhere to be found. He's not giving us advice on how many people can be in a stadium and how many feet apart they have to be and whether or not you have to wear a mask when you eat.
Have we checked the hollows of trees that have bakeries in them?
You gave up making fun of Fauci's height for Lent, and you've broken that so many times already. And you questioned Joe Biden's ability to keep his Lenten promise. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
I'll be in the shame corner.
844-500-4242. It is Two-Way Tuesdays, which means we have Toby Leary here from Cape Gunworks. He's taking all your calls. Let's go back to the calls here. We'll start up with Mike. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Toby, Grace. What a great segment. I'm, like, taking notes here, just waiting. Toby, two quick questions. A good recommendation for an everyday micro, smaller handgun. I've read SIG 365. Can you talk just quick about that gun and maybe throw out another one? And then the last question is the quintessential cannabis. I have an LTC in Massachusetts. You walk in, you make a recreational purchase. What, if anything, happens to your LTC? Do you get a naughty letter from Charlie Baker's Executive Office of Public Safety?
That's a good question, the second half. Give me one sec. I'll comment on the first one first, which is the SIG 365 was a game changer. It was a really great pistol, subcompact that has 10-round capacity with a really narrow staggered stack magazine or a double stack mag. And now all the rest of the companies out there are playing catch-up. I think it's a great gun. Had some issues at first, but now it's really, really reliable and a great gun. I've carried one for about 2 years now. The 365 XL is an excellent version of that gun as well. It's optics ready, and both of those are very, very good. Still probably our best-selling gun at Cape Gunworks. And the Springfield Hellcat is coming on strong as well. It's in the same genre. It's about the same size, and it takes 10 rounds as well. In a free state, it goes up to a 13-round mag. So they have a little bit better capacity in a free state. But I would look at those, and the last but not least, the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, and there's a $50 rebate on those right now, but those are also a 10-round capacity. So they took the regular Shield and redesigned it to hold 10 rounds. Like I said, all the companies out there are playing catch-up, but they're very good guns, and you can't really go wrong with any of those three. Second part of the question is, if you look at, I forget what question number it is on the 4473 form, but there is one question that says, are you an illegal user of marijuana? And if you answer no to that, but you do smoke marijuana, then you're committing perjury. If you answer yes to that, you are immediately disqualified from purchasing that gun, because federally, marijuana is still illegal, even though a lot of states have made it legal. So you're in a tough spot.
Toby, yes. I hate to interrupt here, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but you're saying that if you use drugs and you lie on that form, then you're committing perjury. But then how did the president's son get a gun, which he then later threw away, or his lover threw away in a trash can across the street from a high school?
Yeah, we're still looking into that, Grace, because I'm waiting for charges to be filed against him for lying and committing perjury on that form. And for some reason, all I hear is crickets. You know,
But you think the investigation? You think the investigation continues?
I have a feeling that was a case of, do you know who I am?
I probably
smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone.
Well, you know what, Toby? It's interesting that we should talk about this, because I would say once a week when you're on, I get a text message about marijuana and owning a gun, and it seems like this is an issue that people are always looking for, you know, clarity on. So the rule is that if you do smoke weed, then you cannot own a gun.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to wrestle with your own conscience about that, and the right answer is no, you cannot lie on a form and, you know, purchase a gun. That's perjury. So, you know, you have to wrestle with that to your own whatever. Maybe if you think you're a recreational use is not an illegal user of marijuana, that's your whatever decision. But I'm just warning you that you could be committing perjury, and I would steer clear. Get something else is what I would say.
Yes, I would agree. Toby, I'm going to try to get Sam in here. We've got about a minute left. Sam, what's your question for Toby?
Yeah, just real quick. My brother has an AR-12. Are they legal in Massachusetts?
It depends. There's some, if it's got a pistol grip and a detachable magazine, then no. So there is one company that is coming out with a New York-style stock for a detachable magazine 12-gauge shotgun. But unfortunately, unlike the rifle where you get basically two evil features, so a pistol grip and a detachable magazine, the shotguns, it's not so. If it has a pistol grip, it can't have a detachable magazine. If it has a detachable magazine, it can't have a pistol grip. So therefore, it renders all AR-12s pretty much illegal, except for, and that's only in the context of semi-automatic shotguns, by the way. Pumps are fine. But the AR-12 specifically, I think Typhoon is coming out with a New York-style stock so that we'll be able to sell it here in Massachusetts. I've already ordered them. I haven't seen them in a while, but I haven't seen them yet, but hopefully we'll see them soon.
All right, 844-500-4242. Get on the lines now. We have a few lines that just opened up if you want to ask Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks a question. Everyone else, just wait there. We'll get to your calls right after the break. Two-Way Tuesday on The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Monica Cannon Grant blame Trump for her indictment?
Absolutely.
94% now say yes, she will.
Before we go back to 2A Tuesdays, really quick, just wanted to give everybody this update. I know there's so much going on in the world, so this seems like a pretty small news story, but I find this interesting. The Senate passes the Sunshine Protection Act, which will make daylight savings time permanent and make it so we no longer need to change our clocks twice a year. Now, of course, it has to clear the House, but if it does, that means no more changing the clocks. I'm kind of on board with this. I will be, this will be a big, I see everyone's looking at me like, oh, what's a big deal? This would be a big deal.
You mean I change my car radio for nothing?
Yeah, I know. I never do. I wait the 6 months until it goes
back.
Oh,
the Ides of March.
All right, let's go back to the callers here. John, you've been waiting a long time to talk to Toby Leary. Thanks for waiting, John. Go ahead.
Hey, Toby. Hi, Grace. Thanks for having me on. So I hear you guys talking about registering of guns all the time. I live up in New Hampshire. Can you explain the requirement and what you're talking about?
Well, fortunately for you, John, you live in a free state that acknowledges your right to keep and bear arms as a right that can't be taken away or even had liens put on it. So down here in the People's Republic of Massachusetts, we have something called the Massachusetts Gun Transaction Portal. They actually refer to it as a transaction portal, so it's like a transfer portal. And it's actually even kind of funny. You have to register through the MERCS, the Massachusetts Instant Check System, even though no instant checks are being done. You're basically registering your gun, even though they try not to call it a registry, but that's exactly what it is. It's registration. It's registering your gun, which I know the Supreme Court found unconstitutional years ago in federal level when they were trying to pass that. But Massachusetts doesn't really care about what the feds do and when it comes to gun laws. So they made it mandatory to register guns down here. As far as you're concerned up in New Hampshire, you know, you don't have to worry about it. There's no gun registry federally. And unless a state like Massachusetts or California, I think New York City does it. I don't think they do it statewide, but New York City does it. There's a few states out there that do it and require registration, but it's not a federal requirement, so you don't have to worry about it up there in the free land of New Hampshire. So,
all right. Thank you, John.
Freedom.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the question, John, and congratulations on being lucky. Bob is up next. Bob's also been waiting a long time. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, good afternoon, Grace and Toby. Thanks for the show. It's love today's topics and getting all kinds of information. I'm a Mass resident, primary. I have my LTC, recently purchased a property in New Hampshire, and know that I can purchase and keep certain things up there, specifically AR-15s. Would I be able to purchase something in New Hampshire and keep it at that residence?
Oh, absolutely. As a property owner up in New Hampshire, you're totally able to buy whatever is legal for you to purchase in New Hampshire. So you could buy suppressors up there. It's the land of the free, you know, live free or die state. So you don't need any specific license to carry a gun up in New Hampshire. They are a constitutional carry state, which there's now 23 of. Ohio just became the 23rd state to put constitutional carry as the law of the land. So you don't need to ask permission to carry a gun. So when you go to a gun store to purchase a gun, they'll do a background check on you and then they hand it over. So you can definitely buy an AR-15 as a, you know, having property in New Hampshire there, and you'll just have to store it, as you said, up there. You can't bring it back to Massachusetts, unfortunately. If you had a gun that is Mass compliant, like a that wouldn't violate the assault weapons ban, you could bring it with you. So if you bought handguns that aren't part of the Mass-approved weapons roster down here in Massachusetts, like some Glocks or ZZs or Kimbers or whatever that you can't really buy down here. You could buy up there, but those you can take down to mass as long as they don't violate the magazine capacity ban. So just keep 10-round mags handy, and you can buy whatever handguns you want and bring them back and forth. But you can't bring guns that'll violate the assault weapons ban. So hopefully that helps, and congratulations on your purchase, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Bill. You're next up with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for taking my call, and Grace, this is a great segment.
Thank you.
My question is, I have a Marlin 44 Magnum rifle, and I recently bought some ammunition. I found these things, PMC Bronze is the name brand. They are 50 center fire pistol cartridges, they say on them, for a 44 Remington mag. Can I use them in my rifle?
Yes. Yep. It's just kind of funny how they label the box, but there are a lot of different guns that are chambered in 44 Magnum rifles and pistols, so you can absolutely use them in the rifle. That's not a problem. It's the same ammo. The only exception to that would be if there was a really pointy bullet on it, like a hard-tipped pointy bullet. You wouldn't want to load those into a lever-action gun because of the type of magazine that they have, that tubular magazine. You don't really want a sharp point resting on the primer of the round in front of it under spring tension. Potentially, if you were to drop the gun buttstock down, you could get a chain fire of your ammo in the thing. But any type of flat point bullet or hollow point bullet should be fine. It sounds like that ammo that you got is either a flat point or a hollow point, a jacketed hollow point, but you'd be fine in either case using those in that rifle. Not a problem at all.
All right. Thank you, Bill. We're speaking with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Let's go to Dee. Dee, you're up next with Toby. Go ahead, Dee.
Hey, Grace. Hey, happy belated first year anniversary. I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Toby, I have a question, actually two questions. I carry a handgun for work, but I'm considering getting an Ivor Johnson's Striker. I want your opinion on that. And secondly, if I do get the Ivor, I'm thinking about getting one for my boyfriend who will be moving from Mass up to New Hampshire sometime this summer. If I buy two of these at a time, how do I go about transferring that to him?
Up in New Hampshire, you can do a face-to-face like transfer, or you could go to a local gun store and do it. But I believe that gun transfers are completely legal in New Hampshire between people that know each other or whatever. And so, again, it's a more free state than Massachusetts is, and we can do person-to-person gun transfers. So I don't think there's any type of paperwork you got to fill out. If it was someone unknown to you, it would be prudent to go to a gun store so that a background check could be done. But whereas you know your boyfriend isn't a prohibited person, then you can just simply give them the gun as long as there's no law that precludes him from owning a gun. So, you know, as long as you know he's not a prohibited person, then it's good to go. But you can always check in with a local law enforcement up there just to be sure you're doing it right. But down here, there's a little bit of a process, that gun transaction portal. But up there, I don't believe there is any type of paperwork that you got to do whatsoever. So,
and Toby, what about that specific gun? She wants your review on it.
I'm not familiar with that gun, the Ivor Johnson. That one's stump the chump time. I'm very familiar with Ivor Johnson's, but I didn't know they made a striker-fired gun. So I'll do a little research on that. But
all right. Well, you have your homework for next week, and
yeah,
that does mean that the blogs, the gun blogs tonight, are not going to be happy with Toby Leary, which makes me.
Oh, I see it here. It's a striker. It's a shotgun. So it's a semi-automatic shotgun, almost like the earlier question about the AR-12 shotgun. And it's probably a Turkish-made shotgun, like a lot of the AR-12 type shotguns are. So it looks like a good quality gun. You'll have some fun with it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dee. Let's go to Steven. You're next up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Steven.
Hi, Grace and Todd. Great show. I just want to compare alcohol with marijuana. I mean, it's okay to have a license for alcohol and not marijuana. I live in Massachusetts.
I hear the sentiment in what you're saying, and it makes no sense to me. I would agree, and there's a lot of arguments to be made about how alcohol can make you violent, whereas marijuana can make you hungry, and I don't care what side of the argument you fall in on. I personally don't feel like there should be a restriction to somebody who, you know, has a recreational use once in a while or a medical card or something like that. But then again, I'm not the guy in charge making laws. I just have to, you know, make sure we're following the rules as we sell guns. So the way that's the law of the land right now, and until federally they relax the laws and make it legal to own or smoke marijuana, that's the way it is. But yeah, you're right. You point out the obvious, which is you could have a guy who's an alcoholic buy a gun, who could potentially be more dangerous with that gun just by the alcohol he can go buy at the local package store than a guy who, you know, smokes marijuana once in a blue moon or has cancer and he's trying to get through some of the pain management of that, and, you know, it doesn't make him violent, it makes him, you know, calms him down. So who knows? I'm just hoping that the law will change at some point, because right now it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're just relaying the information. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Last call here on 2A Tuesdays is for Rob. Rob, you're up next with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, guys. Toby, I've got a two-pronged question. I'm going to be RVing across the USA for a couple of years, and I'm going to bring handguns with me. Does the Utah non-resident license still carry the magic that it used to?
Yes, it has reciprocity with, I think, 36 states, and so I would recommend you get that or get the Florida non-resident. The Florida non-resident has reciprocity with all the same states as Utah, but it allows you to carry in Florida, unlike the Utah. But yeah, it doesn't work everywhere, but it's like 30-something states, so it's worth getting, in my opinion.
And what was the second part, Rob?
Long guns. Am I pretty much okay carrying an unloaded, packaged long gun in pretty much any state except the obvious ones like New York and Massachusetts?
Yeah, well, you're allowed safe passage through all 50 states. The question is, if you stop for gas or lunch or dinner or for an overnight stay, that's really where some states gets a little gray. So I personally always recommend run the gauntlet through the states we know to be bad, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, and, you know, don't stop for gas. Just fuel up in a free state and then run the gauntlet, and then you should be good to go. But other states still have laws and requirements. In some cases, you might have to leave them under lock and key in the RV and whatnot as you go out. Other times, you know, you can take them to a shooting range or whatever you want to do, wherever it's legal to do so. With that gun. But yeah, you're allowed safe passage through all 50 states. And there's some guides out there that, you know, you can download on the internet that show you what states you can and can't really possess a gun in. So in those states, you're going to have to just drive right through.
All right. Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks, thanks so much for coming on. Thank you to all the callers. And if we didn't get to you, there's always next week. Toby, tell people where they can stop and find you and where they can listen to you.
Yeah, thank you, Grace. The best way to find us is at capegunworks.com, where you can shop online or sign up for any classes we offer. You can get your LTC or your gun license. You can also come on down to sunny Cape Cod. It's beautiful today. And visit the store in person right here in Hyannis. Or you can join us online for Rapid Fire every Wednesday at 4 p.m. It's our 2A gun-related talk show that we do. And we go live on CapeGunworks.com. Just click the Rapid Fire icon to join us. We're going to be on tomorrow at 2. We're moving the time up a little, so from 2 to 4 instead of 4 o'clock on. But then we air live on the radio, so check your local radio station and see if they broadcast Rapid Fire. But we'd love to have you join us. And we love being on the show, so thanks again for having us, Grace.
Thank you, Toby. It's always our pleasure. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. follow Grace on Twitter at G underscore Curly.
Hey. Don't jump.
Oh, my gosh.
Please sit down.
What is up with the don't jump thing? How many times does this joke not have to land before he lets it go? He really thinks, I mean, I understand that some of the dark humor gets big laughs. We saw that when he talked about dropping the dead dog off on the woman's porch. That got huge laughs.
Just a laugh riot.
I couldn't predict that one. I'll be honest, Jared, that was a wild card for me. I did not see that getting just insane laughter. But this one, the don't jump, he's tried this so many times. Where was he, by the way?
This is at the signing of HR, whatever, the government spending bill that has 13.6 trillion or something for Ukraine. That's never going to get to Ukraine. But this was their government funding bill that they were all too happy.
Do we know how much of this bill is going to other?
We have not seen that yet. I'm sure the watchdog organizations in D.C. will get right on that.
Yes, today's car crossover is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Stop in and experience car buying the way you want it to. When I got my RAV4 there, it was like no other place I had shopped. They really care about what's best for you. Everybody's so nice. Say hi to my friend Brad. Love Brad at Toyota of Portsmouth. Visit thehouseofvalue.com. All right, so Joe Biden gave this little speech or whatever. He got a standing O, which is par for the course. Did he... And, you know, I'm so naive here. I'm an idealist. Did he take any questions? You don't say. Did he bring out any TikTokers to take any questions?
He did not. It looks like this is just the cream of the crop of Congress who was there to celebrate their thievery once more.
And he doesn't take, you know, I know I play this game once a week, but I have to. Can you imagine a world? I sound like one of those.
Bobby Newport.
Imagine a world where Donald Trump is president and all of this stuff is happening. I'm talking, forget Ukraine and Russia. We don't even have to say if that were happening. We know that wouldn't happen under Trump. But let's just pretend the inflation report said wholesale inflation was at 10%, which they've only been recording that since 2010, but it's still a historic number. Do you think that if Trump walked off without taking questions, what do you think the reaction would be from the reporters? Sir, what do you say to people who say that you're killing businesses and you have blood on your hands? And now they're just like, okay, have a good one. Good luck with Lent. Hope you can stay away from the sweets. How's the cat doing? How is the cat doing, though?
They're just a human being.
I don't know if Willow's happy about this new life she has. This is proving to be more stressful than she thought. All right, everyone, I'm Grace Curley. I'm done for the day, but Howie Carr's got a great show coming up next. Don't go anywhere.